From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We've been hearing from many of you about your experiences and reflections on philanthropy for our series on charitable giving. Here is a story about how a crisis struck a Nebraska cattle farming family one winter and how neighbors saved their Christmas.
I just remember it was right before Christmas and my mom pulling us little ones together to let us know that Santa wouldn't be coming for Christmas this year. My name is Teresa Simpson, and I am currently in Colorado, but I'm originally from Nebraska. It happened about 30 years ago. I was about 10 years old. My parents were cattle farmers, and we had just a small family farm. I remember it was a Sunday morning, just going out to check the cows and finding out that some of them were starting to get sick. And then they started finding that some of them had died. Ultimately, we lost nearly our whole herd of about 100 cows. So what we figured out was my dad or one of my brothers had grabbed a bucket of what looked like feed that you would use out of the barn and fed it to the cows. And it actually turned out it was pesticide that had been left over from planting the corn that year. The bank had kind of shut us down and we didn't know how we were even going to be able to go forward. We still decorated for Christmas. We always went and got a tree from the pasture and we were sitting in the house and I said, I think somebody's at the front door. And a little while later, we went out and checked and there was a huge box full of packages for all of us kids with clothes and hats and mittens. My mom has always said she has her ideas, but we still don't know to this day who did it. She always thought that it was better not knowing who. She said, I don't know if I would maybe be disappointed if I knew who it was or felt like I needed to repay that. But I have always wished that I could thank that person. I think for my dad, I think for him it meant that we weren't alone. When everything felt so stacked against us on this, that we could get through one more day and one more week until finally we were back on our feet again. It's 30 years later now. My dad's in his 80s and he is still farming and ranching the same farm. I really think that the people who helped us then really saved our farm for us.